This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Rock and Soup, we've got Joey Harrington coming up next hour.
I'm cooking on your grill.
We will talk a little Oregon-Michigan, but also, you know, there's a big thing happening tonight in Portland.
There's the thing. There's a place and a thing, and one of us will be there.
Uh-huh.
Not you, because you hate women, but...
Whoa.
Yeah.
I am married to a woman.
You hate women's sports. I try to talk the WNBA, my WNBA, but you won't listen.
So I was about to call them the Timbers.
Again, the disrespect, you chauvinistic pig.
The Thorns are playing somebody, I don't know who, don't really care. But Christine Sinclair, this is her final game tonight.
Yeah.
And I know that Joey Harrington is a Christine Sinclair P1.
She is the reason why he got into soccer.
Well, yeah, he's like a part owner of that team.
Yes.
He basically runs the team now.
Pretty much.
Is he her boss for one night?
He's her boss.
At least tonight.
It's a little awkward.
Well, so,
yeah.
He's going to be out there watching her.
And, we're going to that, me and my buddy. And it'll be cool because that's, I mean, she's as big as it gets in that sport. And certainly locally, she's as big as any local sports star that we've ever had. And anytime you get to be part of like those kind of like tribute nights, that's really cool. And they're playing, you'll love this, they're playing Angel FC.
What?
It's the Los Angeles team. City of Angels, you know.
Well, we're going to smoke them.
I do like that sometimes, like, I hope when we get the WNBA team, I would like it to be the Rose City. They have Angel City FC in... And they also have the New York club is Gotham, which I think is pretty cool.
I don't hate that.
Yeah. I think that's kind of badass.
How do you feel about the Rose City Renegades?
Weird, but I just like the Rose City element to it. Like everything's Portland, obviously, but I think it's cool. If you
the Golden State Warriors, you're speaking my language.
Yeah. It's just, it adds a little, flair. It kind of separates you a little bit, but there is nothing cooler as far as the name goes than being named the Gotham City. That is just absolutely badass.
How about Rose City FC?
Yeah. See, I'd be on board with that. We don't need it would be BC, it'd be basketball club because we have the Portland.
Oh, we can't call the Rose. True. We can't call the WNBA team.
It would be
football.
It would be BC.
It would be awkward to have. Yes.
Rose City United Basketball Club.
Well, anyway, Joey would be on at 5:30. Do you care to guess the buyout for one Georgia coach, Kirby Smart?
Oh, God.
I saw a list of the top 10 college football head coach buyouts today.
Mm-hmm.
Dan Lanning is on it, but I was absolutely floored by number one.
Well, I know Jimbo, because this was Mike Elko just was taking shots at this. I believe Jimbo's was 74.
Because they gave him a fully guaranteed deal, right?
And that was the highest ever. Well, they're all fully guaranteed. Coaches' salaries are all guaranteed.
Oh, well, so I thought, then why do they negotiate buyouts? They just pay them the rest of their contract.
Yeah, buyouts sometimes go down for, you know, how long you've been there. But yeah, the coach's salary is fully guaranteed. But then they have the buyouts for buyouts are as if you know, it's a lot of times the buyout is for a coach to go somewhere else. To leave, but coaches' contracts are essentially guaranteed. It's not a year-to-year thing.
Care to guess?
True story.
Do we know how long his contract is? I'm guessing he's there for probably, what, 8 to 10 years? And let's say his salary is, what, 12-ish a year? I'm ballparking that. So, I mean, my God. Is it like $100 million?
It's $118 million. That is unbelievable. If Georgia wanted to buy out Kirby Smart, they would have to pay him $118 million. What is even happening? Number two is not even within 45,000 of that.
Is it Dabo?
Number two?
Yeah.
No, Dabo's number five.
Okay.
Dabo's at 60 million. Number two is Kalen DeBoer.
Oh, well, that makes sense.
70 million.
Again, buyouts tend to go down the longer that you've been there, so that would make sense. But, like, you win a couple national titles. Do you kind of got to swing in, you know what? You can throw some weight around and be like, hey, man, this is, you want to get rid of me. This is what's going to cost. Because I don't think we've ever had anything close to Jimbo at 74. Like, I remember when they bought out Charlie Weiss, and that was a big number, and people were like, oh, my God. But, you know, it just keeps going up. And if you're at Texas A&M right now, do you think anyone there gives a damn that they spent $74 million to get rid of him when Mike Elko has him rolling like this?
No.
There's probably a lot of the oil money down there that's laughing. It's like, that's all it costs, $74 million to get wins?
Yeah, it's just funny that. Like, you know, they're always like, what are we going to do? How, we don't have any money. Yeah, this, you find it.
This is why I just don't believe that there's any, you know, say there's no way you can fire him. Well, but that's not true. Because in some places, like.
There are places that.
They can't. Like UCLA can't afford it. You know, that was one of the things with Chip. Or like Oregon State. There's, you know, BYU's not buying anyone out. Like there's some places that you can't do that. But at a big boy school, Ohio State, Penn State, Texas A&M, there's no such thing as a buyout that would keep the coach safe if they really wanted him gone.
So number three, the third largest buyout in college football.
Is it Dan Lanning?
No, he's on the list. Is $64 million, mm-hmm. and his team is 1-7.
Ooh.
Is it Norvell?
Mike Norvell. Number four is Brian Kelly. $62 million, Dabo Sweeney, $60 million, and then the bottom five of the top 10, James Franklin, Matt Rhule, Steve Sarkisian, Dan Lanning, and Brent Venables. Mm. Lanning's at $45 million.
And I know times have changed and money is rolling in, but I looked up, so for the sake of argument, I just Googled the top 10 largest buyouts that have actually gone
ever
down.
Happened. It's Tennessee, wasn't it?
No, Kiffin? it's
or it's Jimbo.
It's Jimbo.
Is Kiffin on there?
No. No. Kiffin wasn't fired.
Fulmer?
No. So, remember this.
How am I doing?
Well, back then salaries weren't that big. People forget this modern salary thing is fairly new. When the money has gotten like this. So you want to talk about how out of control we've gotten. She mentioned all of those that were in the 40s, 50s, 60s, whatever. And then, of course, you know, Kirby is not going anywhere. So we know Jimbo's was 76 to go away. So I'll tell you, Gus Malzahn is number two on this list.
Ah.
You know what they paid Gus to go away?
Not 70 million.
50 million?
21 and a half.
Ooh.
And then Charlie Weiss at the time, and everyone freaked out about, it was less
like
than
26 or something like
it was
that?
Less than $20 million.
Oh, okay.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Willie Taggart at Florida State was 18. Ed Orgeron was 17. I mean, so it's Tom Herman at Texas was 15 and a half.
Oh my God, I forgot about the Tom Herman era.
Look at where we've
Zach Smith, remember that guy?
Look at where we've gone. They paid Scott Frost 15 mil to go away. Like, it used to be that you'd get 15, 20 million to go away, and we'd be like, oh my God, that is so much money. And now we're like, 60, 70 million dollars, 40 million. It's no big deal. Like, it is when you look at the history of this thing. It wasn't that long ago that 15 to 20 million dollars was considered unheard of. And now we've already jumped the shark with 74 million. Because I remember saying there is zero chance they could fire Jimbo Fisher. And Texas A&M was like, yeah, we're going to fire Jimbo.
Well, I think at first, like, wasn't it over 100 million initially? And then they had to wait a couple years for it to go down to 77?
Yeah, you do. Sometimes you have to.
I want to say initially, they're like, well, they can't fire him because it's 113. It's like, just wait till they get sub 80. They'll do it.
Yeah, because it's a when you sign, it's an S ton of money. And then each year it gets a little bit less.
You're essentially working it off.
You're essentially, yeah, it's working it off because it's a guaranteed deal. And then some coaches will put in a higher guarantee or a higher yearly salary, but the buyout does go down. But it also goes down for them too, because, you know, some coaches after a couple years want to leave, but when you sign a $100 million deal, you ain't going anywhere. You either stay in and getting your $100 million, or they're firing your ass and you're walking away with $100 million.
Question from our YouTube chat. Did it say Lincoln Riley on there, or is that not on there because they're private? Do we not know?
Probably private. We don't know. Yeah. I don't even think we know what he makes.
Right.
I think there's like whispers and stuff. But they don't have to release any of that information. We're all the public schools. They're all the highest paid state employees. So all that stuff gets.
He's probably 10 milli.
I would assume
a year.
Well, now if you're one of those coaches, you're all above 10 million. And again, this is only a fairly recent sort of thing.
So what if Riley's not their guy? What do you think his buyout would be?
Well, when did he get? So he's on year.
This is what, year three or four?
Did they say how long his contract was?
I'm guessing when he signed it, I'm guessing again, it was probably a seven to eight year deal.
So you'd be looking at 40?
Yeah.
In the 40 range, 40 or 50?
Oh, they said it was a 10-year deal worth $110 million.
Oh, so damn.
It's a big.
Okay, so he's probably in the top 10 then.
Yeah. Yeah, they're saying that the base salary is just under 10 mil per year. So and we don't know
Six
what it
left.
Is, but it's a big old number. And you wonder with USC, as much money as USC has, I don't know. I don't know if USC has the guts to pull a Texas A&M and go round up. Because if you're talking about buying people out to that point, that just comes from boosters.
Those alumni bases are not the same.
No, no. I think you're hard-pressed to go into Southern California and round up $60 million to get rid of a coach. And then, by the way, you're going to have to come up with that money to hire a new one. Where at Texas A&M, would that take you a week or two to call around to some people? Like, you wonder, like, if Oregon ever got to that point, you know, as I know it's weird, but you can probably call one guy and, you know,
make it happen.
And I don't know how many schools can do that. The crazy one is when SMU didn't take any money to get into a Power Four conference. They took no money.
Yeah, they don't care.
Yeah, they're like, just let us be part of it. We've got the money.
Yeah. And the one, I love that one, like the ACC looked at him and was like, dude, you're talking about like, what was it, $30 million for like 6 years? And they're like, dude, you're talking like $180 million. And they're like, well, that's what? What?
Yeah, like, and?
Like,
yeah,
no problem. Like, we got
it's
that.
It's so wild that we're talking about this kind of money to not coach.
Yes.
Not coach.
Yeah.
No, I'm always blown away when they will break down like what Jimbo Fisher is making every hour that he's away based on his buyout.
Yeah.
I mean, the figures are completely absurd.
No, it's like when, you know, it's Les Miles and some of these guys and like, oh, whatever, and Les Miles. Yeah, he's probably tan right now.
Yeah, he's getting paid probably by Kansas.
Yeah. He might be getting paid by LSU too.
Kansas might be paying like five coaches right now. I don't even know, but.
Isn't it funny the athletic department just finds that money?
Yeah.
But they're like, oh,
it's always there.
Always there. Always there when you need it.
All right, we'll take a look at the NFL slate coming up this weekend next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.